May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 320. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. 320.
Thank you. let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to John, chapter 15. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Let us pray. Lord, help us to continue at the throne of grace in prayer. Now in a more public way. We need the help given, the direction to us right. Give us that grace in our heart that we might ask thee to be with us and dwell in us by almighty grace, that we may have a broken, softened, contrite, tender heart to fall into thy hands and live at thy feet, live in prayer, in faith, or for faith to be increased. We have to come, and we would come every moment confessing our utter wretchedness, our utter unworthiness, our heathen nature, our corrupt, undone condition. It's ever with us, ever with us. Every time we breathe from a dying, corrupt body. But oh, may we know what it is to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, with a broken, contrite heart, a tender spirit, a heart made soft with urgent desires, with a mouth opened that it may be filled. We come to worship the King, the Majesty of Heaven, the Mighty God. My breath is in thy hand, great God of Heaven. Oh, were it not for thy long suffering and thy mercy and thy grace and thy great goodness and thy forbearance, where would we be? Oh, Father, Holy Ghost, how we have read of thee as we read the words of thy Son. And to think that thou art in him and he in thee. And the Holy Ghost proceedeth forth to thy children, bringing forth the bread of heaven, even the blessing, the grace, and the angel of the presence of the Son of God to our souls. So we pray thy blessing on us. Let the word of the gospel reach the needy, the dying sinner. Oh, the broken, contrite heart, the exercised soul, the seeking soul, the lonely soul, the downcast soul, the downcast even this day, who weep after thee, who feel the awfulness of their far-off condition, ought to be brought nigh by the blood. Ah, we know these things in our head, ought to feel a touch. There are some here, there might be many who know about these things and think they believe, but Lord, the touch, the visit to the soul, this is what I am after, and I thank thee for it, and I thank thee for those visits. But we're ever on the stretch. Dear Lord Jesus, I fall before thy feet. Thou hast died. I plead my sins may have been put away there, that thou didst die to redeem my life unto thee. And let me live near thee and upon thee now, while it is called today. Help us to take no thought for the morrow. That's where we keep going wrong. Help us to know thy love now, and thy promise now, and thy presence now. Help us to live an hour at a time. We seek thy blessing on the word. We're in thy house. Let thy voice be heard in the hearts of those that are gathered. That word of direction, that stillness, sit still, that word of comfort, that promise to be revived with its certainties as we abide in the vine. Let the warning be given of the approaching last moment when we shall leave this body. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this your judgment, so Christ was once offered, what a word, what a mercy, to bear the sins of many. And to them that look for him, shall he appear? He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. O Lord, let thy name be glorified. Have honour and glory upon thy great name this day. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We come, the Apostle Paul was among the Corinthians with much fear and trembling. And so we go to Zion. Dear Lord, I come to thee, dependent on thee. Remember all friends here this day. Remember this church congregation. Remember our dear friends, the deacons. Be gracious to them, one leading the public worship. Thank thee for the opening hymn. Oh, as we've started, so may we continue, I pray. Remember our dear friend laid aside in affliction, but in that mission of mercy and kindness to another friend in affliction. Bring them back, bring them to thy house, grant those healing mercies. We give thanks, Lord, for the little life given, even this last week. We give thanks for the life given. Bless the lad. Bless mother, bless family. Bless the friends, bless the children. For of such is the kingdom of heaven, and help us to remember that. Oh, help me. Oh, there's too much of it. Too many big people about. Except you be converted and become as little children, becoming a child. You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh, we pray for us for a living touch. Mercy, Lord, mercy, 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 good Lord, mercy, ask This is the total sum. For mercy, Lord, is all my suit. So let thy mercy come. Remember aged friends near the end of the journey. Oh, visit their souls. Remember all in affliction. We thank you for healing mercies to one and another. Be with them still. Grant those healing mercies. May all these things be sanctified for the furtherance of the gospel in our souls. Remember young men and women going forth in life. Go before them, provide for them. May thy tender fear be in their heart. May they know thee, bear the yoke in their youth. Remember the children, the sweet babes. Bless them, help them at school. Remember the Sunday school in this place. Bless that which is given in instruction. And may thy blessing be known and present. Remember all in special case and special need. Those in a lonely pathway, plough a lonely furrow, widows, widowers. Those who are in a path of persecution, suffering, in deep waters of trouble, remember one another. Bless Zion, bless thy servants, the editors of our magazines, the seculars of our societies, the churches to which we are attached and love. O Lord, what solemn things are taking place. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Defend and protect and help. Remember thy one church through the earth and missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Remember thy servants expected this day, black boys and whorum, be gracious to them and grant thy blessing. We thank thee for every mercy, every provision, every kindness, every compassion, every help, their protection, preservation, the word of the gospel, for those spiritual mercies. Our great high priest, thou art, it is thy blood that was shed, thou art the glory of thy word, the throne of grace. We bless thee for thy mercies and the riches of the provision in Christ Jesus. Oh, that we might know him. Oh, that we might feel thee near. Oh, come, come. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Meet with us round thy word. Thou knowest every case, every heart, every care, every sorrow, every thought is not withholden from thee. Jeremiah cried, when I cry and shout, he shutteth up my prayer. But Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's the words of eternal life. Our Lord, but Jeremiah, he said, he cried unto thee out of the low dungeon, and thou drewest near in the day of his trouble. Our Lord, what did David say? Thou hast known my soul in adversities. So remember us in mercy. Thou God seest me. Come, anything we've omitted to pray for, add according to thy amazing grace. For grace is amazing. Imperishable grace. Lord, we pray thee come. Come, bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Bless the word of the gospel. Awaken the dead in trespasses and sins. Warn of the wrath to come. Awaken any careless. Then ask the seeking soul, the sorrowing soul, the needy soul, the hungry soul, the pining soul, the thirsting soul. Save us from illegal righteousness. Shine, O heavenly sunshine, come from the throne of God, from the Lamb in the midst of the throne, a slain, and from the man of thy right hand, now exalted. Come, come, Lord Jesus, come, come. Amen.
Hymn 633. The love of Christ is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. Nor earth nor hell can it remove, long as he lives, his own he'll love. 633.
Thank you.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, and verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. What is it to abide in the Lord Jesus? What a question. You know, eternal life is the visit to the soul of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, bringing forth Christ. And a living soul cannot and dare not, fears to fall short of that blessing, that blessing. You and I could look through the Bible and we could work out what it is to abide in Jesus. I've got some references here, or some quotations to bring forth, and they are the foundation of doctrine and truth. But has Jesus been made your Lord, your God? And we have sung some lovely hymns. We've certainly continued as we started regarding the hymns so far. That love of God rooted from eternity in chosen in his Son. In verse 16 we have the Lord Jesus says, you have not chosen me. You haven't, have you? A living soul knows he hasn't. There is a witness of the Holy Spirit to the truth of God. It's not giving nice texts. It's how the word of God affects us. How it enters our soul. What it does in us. What it does in our life. And not just the letter of the words, as we have in 2 Corinthians 3. There's a glory excelleth at the love, the sacrifice of Jesus, the very love of the Lamb of God. Is there that love in our heart? You've not chosen me. You fall down. Lord, I haven't. But oh, you long to know that he's chosen you. And it will be known when he is made precious to your soul. The Lord may not tell you he's chosen you and you are his. But, oh, does your heart burn after him? Does your heart burn after him? And I've ordained you, you bring forth fruit. Beloved friends, this is much with me these days. Oh, to put Christ first, his love first above all things. Above, and I have to walk these things out, above our own life, our own desire, our own will, our own pleasure, our own health, our own being, our own family, our own business, our own pathway, our own honour. Jesus first. Dear Peter thought he had it. But it came close to his skin, and you and I will prove the failing of our flesh, but there will be a bitter weeping many times up to the Lamb of God. Well, we have a good word before us. If ye abide in me, says Jesus. What an if. What an if is there. What an if. The Lord is saying, if this is so, this is my word unto you. This is a fact. This is a truth. But what would you ask? Let's consider some of these. What would you ask? What would you ask? What are you asking this morning? It might be a lawful thing, and God bless you in it and give you the answer. Let us consider some of these things then. If ye abide in me, has there been a gospel awakening, a gospel quickening? There has to be a gospel awakening, a gospel quickening. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. The gospel calling, awakening, quickening, being brought down to need the Lamb of God, being brought as a sinner to whatever measure according to God's sovereignty. Has it been a youthy quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins? Friend, do you remember the first time you prayed differently? Do you remember the first time you leant against a wall? Do you remember the first time you bowed in your room? Do you remember the first time when you cried, God, be merciful to me? Don't know how to pray it because I feel so vile, I feel so far off. Oh, you say these are too high experiences. Oh, well, I'll have to leave it then one time. If it's too high for you, there's nothing I can do about it. But oh, the seeking soul. The Lord says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If ye abide in me. If ye abide in me. John, in his epistle, says, he that saith he abideth in me ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Can I leave that with you? Oh, are you so bent on ourselves? Are we so selfish, so self-important? And are our hearts so carried away with earthly things that this doesn't mean anything to me? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. How did Christ walk? A perfect obedience to his Father. How can you walk? You say, but I can't walk in perfect obedience to God's word, to God's holy law. I cannot walk in perfect obedience to the Lord Jesus' commandments and love and grace. I'm a failure. Faith in him, the Lord our righteousness. Oh, the washing away of my sins. His perfect offering, his sacrifice. Lord, I need thee. Lord, I need thee. I'm a sinner, Lord. I've failed. But oh, come to my soul. Dependent on him. Praying. Oh, how Christ prayed to his Father. How he wept. How he groaned his way along. How he was afflicted with his people's sorrows. How he wept at Lazarus' tomb. We have a few outstanding glimpses in the narrative of the gospel of the dear Lord Jesus in his suffering. How can I walk? He's given us example. That publican went down to his house justified. He ain't got much religion, Eddie. He ain't got much religion. But there was faith mingled. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And so forth. How does the word affect you if you abide in me? Oh, you feel you don't abide in him, do you? I don't feel to abide in him. I feel so adrift, drifting around, tossed with tempest, not comforted. Where am I? Where's my soul got to? time things take over, I'm weary, I'm worn down, I can't believe. I've made shipwreck. Will the Lord ever come to me? Will he ever come near to my soul? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Do you feel your need of him? Ah, oh, do you feel your need of him daily? Oh, it's a life matter, isn't it? Friends, there is a laying aside of certain things to go and seek him sometimes. We can't do it every moment of the day because we have our cares, responsibilities, burdens. And God has ordered it that we shall get our bread by sorrow and labour. It's part of the fall, part of the curse. But there is a turning aside. There is a turning aside to seek him with tears and a heart flowing out. Come. Oh, have mercy on me. How can I submit to thy will? Oh, for grace. If thy presence, give me thy, Lord, a sense, a word. It's a true word, in thy presence I am happy. You must know it, friend. If you've been, he that abideth him knows that in his presence you're happy. In his presence you're secure. And in his presence, all things, all afflictions, you can, well, perhaps not easy, but easily endure, says the hymn writer, and I believe it's true. But you see, you may not be in that situation, but if you've had his presence, you know that it will carry you through many trials and afflictions. Come, come, if you abide in me. Oh, am I abiding in him? As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. But can that be so? Have I really? Is that secure enough for me? Can I really continue as I am? Ah, says the apostle, more than that, he says, rooted. Rooted. Rooted in his blessing. Rooted in the mercy given. What were you rooted in? Are you rooted? Blessing. Do you remember the sermon? Do you remember the word of the gospel? Do you remember that word dropping in down the road? Do you remember the Lord appearing? Did the eyes of your understanding open up? And you saw, receive mercy and grace in him? Oh, the Lamb of God. We've been singing of his glorious love. What two wonderful hymns we've had. Two hymns that I love. Free. Free. One offering. So you've been led to weep after Christ, after the sacrifice. You have. You long for it. More of it, Lord. More of thy blessing. More of it. Oh, my sins forgiven. Oh, my sins put away. More of it. More of it. Let me know it. Oh, you may not have had it. But oh, you see the worth. Oh, you see what you want, don't you? You know, give me Christ. On thy mercy I rely. On thy mercy give me Christ, or else I die. Rooted. Rooted in hope. Grounded in hope. Rooted in the sacrifice, looking unto Jesus alone. As a poor beggar. He can remain a poor beggar, but all the beggar looks to the supply, and God does fail. Does God fail? No. Rooted and built up in him. What does it mean to be built up? Friend, your life is being built every day, naturally speaking. When we come to the end of the journey, that's the complete life you've had. And so spiritually, oh, you're relying on the Lamb. For other foundation can no man lay. What are you building? Oh, there's so much wood. God will burn it up. God will burn it up. He said he will. Your works will be burned, but you'll be spared. Your flesh will be burned. Your religion will be burned. Your ideas will be burned. Oh, gold, silver, precious. That'll endure. That'll endure. What the Lord has said to your soul will endure. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the gospel to your heart, that'll endure, that'll endure, that'll continue. Poor things, aren't we? It's all of free grace, you know. We can't trust the Lord to keep supplying, can we? We can't trust the Lord's faithfulness. Oh, that we would. But you'll be brought to the test and you'll prove him true. You'll prove him true. Built up in his dying. In that shed blood. In his resurrection, his rising. These things I constantly preach. I don't know anything else. His righteousness. Oh, dying love. We talk about his love. We had it in the chapter. Greater love hath no man than this. Dying love. Oh, and you've been brought to need it, haven't you? You've been brought to need it. You've been brought to need it. The Lord will bring you to need it more than anything else. You'll understand then what it is to forsake your own things, to forsake your own life also, to lose your own life also, when Christ is made precious. Who can lose their life this morning? And you won't lose your life until Jesus is made precious, and then you will begin to lose it. You will begin to lose it. Established in the faith. Established in the faith. Oh, friends, the very life of the Holy Ghost within must bring forth faith. Oh, to trust him, to believe, to receive. Everything is received by faith. We don't realize it. Faith is not a principle you can see or hold on to. It works. It's the work. It's the life within. It's the life going out to Christ. It's Christ in the soul by the Holy Spirit bringing forth a desire for him. And as for the fruit we read of in the chapel, well, I don't know what sort of fruit you're bringing forth, friends, but a broken, contrite heart. A thirsty soul, a needy soul, a waiting soul, a looking soul, a watching soul. Knowing he's coming, waiting for him. Established in the faith. Oh, the eternal life, you know it is eternal life with him. Oh, your poor little faith, you're constantly praying, increase it, Lord, increase it. Do you ever pray? Well, I have to every day. As you have been taught. As you have been taught. What have you been taught? Don't start looking for other things, will you? It's a big mistake. The enemy says, oh, that's not enough. You need this, you need that. And you didn't receive it right. And you received it as a sinner. And you weren't... Oh, as you've been taught. Look to me. Look unto me. Wait on me. Trust me. Believe in me. Pray to me. What? In your present scene? What else are you going to do then? What else are you going to do? Can you change your circumstances? Can you change your heart? Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And what blessings he showed Jeremiah. What was coming. What mercies. And it was all about restoration and forgiveness. Oh, child of God needs constant forgiveness. I know the fullness of the forgiveness is in Christ's atonement, but as a living soul, oh, you want a fresh shower. Beloved friends, you had a first rain, didn't you? An abundance of rain when the Lord first blessed. But look at the dry times. You want another shower. It's the same rain, another shower, the same blessing to come. As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I go back to the having been taught. Ah, what else are you looking for? Oh, you say, it's all got stale, I don't know where I am. Oh, ah, it's nothing's wrong with the Lord's blessing, you know. It's you that's wrong. It's not the Lord's blessing, that still stands. Still stands. And, oh, the truth that come unto me, look to me, wait on me, believe in me, watch for me, still stands. And you shall not be ashamed if you wait for him, that still stands. But oh, how we forget, how we've lost it. Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, come. Revive. The same blessing, the same. But am I, surely I've got to move on. I can't live on the past. Friend, living on the past is not is still drawing on the same mercy. Living on the past is getting fatalistic and unexercised and saying, the Lord blessed me so many years ago and I'm all right now and I'm a believer and I'm everything and I'm trusting him. Oh, you're not hungry anymore, are you? You can still feed on the same food, you know, friends. Look at the loaves. A few loaves. And 7,000 and 4,000 fed. Few loaves. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, you know, often the measure of a thanksgiving shows where our soul is, you know. I've had to learn this painfully, painfully. How we're not aware and valuing the goodness of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, what he's done for us, how his Father has led us, and he's not given us I don't want to drift into talking about myself, but oh, I must speak for his honour and glory. Oh, the reality, I walked up some steps of Victoria Station in London, it dropped right in. The Lord hath chastened me sore, and he had. But he hath not given me over unto death. What a mercy. Oh, almost nigh despair. Oh, the realise he'd not, as love and mercy, you know. Love and mercy, not giving me over unto death. I jolly well deserved it. With thanksgiving. And, many things we could say. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and that which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, and so forth. He goes on to say, Paul says he was made a minister according to the dispensation of the gospel to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery. Oh, the mystery of eternal love, the mystery of adoption, the mystery of his grace, the mystery of his keeping, the mystery of his salvation, his goodness to you. Poor friend, the trouble is we keep looking at experience instead of looking to the Lord. You keep looking at your poor experience. You keep looking at your poverty. We're looking in the wrong direction. If only you could see the trace of the Lord's mercy to you, however limited your experience of grace might be in grace. If only you could see, trace the Lord's hand in it. The mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, what is the mystery? Christ in you. The margin is Christ among you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Christ in you. His tender fear, his love, his abiding word. Oh, the desire after him. In you, the hope of glory. There's another word drifted across my mind on that in you. And it just seems to have gone from me. I will leave it. You know, we have Paul writing, and this is high doctrine. I know this is true, but it must be spoken because we live upon the word, even if we have to ask for it to be opened up to us, which of course you will have to. Well, that is certain. I shouldn't have said if. That is going to be clear. It's not by might, not by your integrity, your intellect, by your understanding, your intelligence, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The apostle You think of the Apostle Paul, a mighty Pharisee. Think of his big religion, think of his righteousness, think of his... He could dissect and split hairs in the law of God at the feet of Gamaliel until the Lord met him. Then there was something else. He had to say, I am crucified with Christ. What a depth there. He discovered that the Lord had put away his sins and that he was dead to the law by the body of Christ. I know that's high doctrine and you may not be able to attain to these things, but pray over it. Ask the Lord, is there anything you don't understand in Scripture? Are things too high? Ask the Lord to open your eyes to favour you with it. That is what God requires of his people. They might learn of him who was meek and lowly in heart. Ask the Lord to open to your understanding. You might feel the sweetness of his word. What is to be crucified with Christ? Sounds an awful thing, doesn't it? Does it mean I've got to have a life of woe and go back with a long face, a burden on my back full of sorrow, full of despair? Crucified with Christ. Well, the apostle was. It wasn't he got to be. He was. It's not that you've got to be. You haven't got to come to this, I've got to experience this experience of crucifixion. Oh, you are already crucified with Christ if you're his. You're already here, Paul discovered it, you see. It was done for him. It was done for him at Calvary. Oh, we keep looking at the word and thinking, it's too heavy, it's too deep, it's beyond me. No. Let grace discover, let the Lord discover grace that you are crucified with him. And nevertheless I live, he says. What a wonderful living. What a hope. What a mercy. What a life of faith. What a prospect. Oh, what living faith. Oh, what happiness. What happiness. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. It's not me. It's the love of God in me. It's the love of God in me. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Friend, it's not so high as you think, you know. Not so high as you think. If you're going to be a living soul, you're already crucified with Christ. Paul was crucified with Christ. He suddenly discovered it. He discovered it. It was nothing he could do. It wasn't as if God had got to load him some terrible burden, some awful suffering and loss. It was already done. Oh, may we know what it is to abide in him. If you abide in me, if you abide in me, by living faith, friends, by faith. By grace are you saved through faith. Abide, if you abide in me. Friend, abide in my word. Abide in what the Lord has done for you. Abide in that instruction. You see, the devil says, you need something else. Move on, boy, move on. You need something different. You're standing still. Beloved friends, some of the best blessings come when we're made to sit still, aren't they? Don't they? When you can do when you're brought to your helpless condition, then the blessing comes. But what a word. How does this affect us this morning? How does God, the vine, you're the branches. Lord, what fruit. Well, friends, I daren't tell you, I tremble. Shall I come to the end as I am? Barren. Barren. Look at my wretched heart. Look at my sins. A broken and a contrite heart, weeping after him, acknowledging him, recognizing his mercy, and rendering thanks, taking up the cross. Can you recognize his mercy? Can you take up your cross and follow him? Can you be obedient? Does the love of Christ shine in your heart so much with a desire after him? You'll have to forsake this. It cuts to the heart. It's like tearing the flesh off your bones. It's forsake all and follow him. You can't until Christ is made precious to your soul. If you abide in me. I want thee to abide in me. Dear friends, you see. It's two ways, you see. Christ Christ in you, hope of glory. Have you got a little hope in him? Have you got a little hope in his name, in his love, in his mercy? A little hope in his blood? A little hope in his word of promise? In you. In you. Christ is in you. In his tender fear. In his, the need of him. Oh, if you abide in me. Friends, he's abiding us. He's the vine. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. See, there he is, in you. My words abide in you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Is the word abiding in you? You're still praying, aren't you? You're still praying. Oh, you're still, you're reaching up for him still. Oh, you thank him for what you've got. You thank him for what he's blessed you with. You still want, Lord Jesus, come. In whatsoever way he will. Can be the same word, the same mercy, the same grace, the same blessing. Beloved friends, the point is it's the same Christ. Even if it's a different word, a different pathway, every day. We're not standing still. Every day, friends, is different. And the teaching of God comes in a different way. It's the same gospel, the same Christ, the same mercy, the same love, the same bloodshed. When it revived, bless me again. When we first favoured in soul, you thought this was it, didn't you? You didn't know where you'd get to, what straits, what the Lord was going to yet appear for you in. And words you never even knew were in the Bible. He's going to speak to your soul in experiences you never knew. One of the greatest discoveries to me is amazing how he still loves his people to the end. How can he? How can he love you to the end? Look at the state of you. He does. He does. He does. Look at your far off condition. Look at your deadness. Your carnal thoughts. The world takes over in lawful duties, and some unlawful, I might add. And still, he abideth faithful. Still, he abideth faithful. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. We then come to the promise, a sure promise. Friends, it makes me frightened to even speak it. What if I'm presumptuous? What if I've stolen the word? Can this really be true? Shall ask what you will. Shall be done unto you. But I hope I've already hinted that Jesus must be first. We have two outstanding examples, which I will go to. King Solomon, and what would we ask if the Lord were say to us, appear in a vision, ask, and I will give thee. I know someone who asked. I believe he's a right man, but the poor, I can't go into detail, but years ago, he asked for a person to be given him as a wife, and she was. I'll say no more. But it was a disaster from the beginning. I just leave it like that. God said, ask what I shall give thee. Friend, what would you ask? Now, you're looking at your need now, aren't you? I'm not everyone, of course. Some of you, I believe, are looking to the Lord. But many of us might be looking to our need. Appear. Put this right. Undertake for me. You know what the Lord Jesus said, didn't you? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. It's not a duty, it's not a legal requirement. It's love, Let Jesus be first. Let Jesus be first. And Solomon, as we know in that summary, asked for wisdom. He asked that, and he stated there are showed, see, our time is limited, but I would just read it out because it shows Solomon's, the grace there. There was showed unto thy servant David, my father. He recognized the promise of Abraham, the covenant. He recognized a promised seed. He recognized, he knew by divine teaching, and do you know anything of the promise of eternal life in Christ? And Solomon had that tender fear in his heart. According as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and uprightness with thee, thou hast kept for him this great kindness. Thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as is this day. And now, Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. What humility. I am but a little child. I wonder, has anyone felt themselves to be this morning a little child? And felt embarrassed and ashamed of themselves? So helpless, so poor, so needy. Oh, if such is the kingdom of heaven, you know. Let Jesus be our all in all, friends. I know not how to go. I know not how to go out or come in. Is that how you feel? In and out of Zion, you don't know how to go out or come in. You don't know how to leave God's house. You don't know how to come before the Lord. You don't know how to continue. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people. What a tremendous truth. They're the salt of the earth, and there's poor you among them. They're the salt of the earth. And he's a holy God. How can I continue in and out among them? Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. I know he was a king. And we're not all kings, we're certainly not far from it. There's no kings in this place, I hope. And I'm certainly no king. We might think we are, you know. We might think we're something. We're poor sinners, you know. We're dying. We're dying. Our breath could be gone in a moment. Oh, Lord, help me. Do you ever pray like a little child? Oh, save me. Help me. Bring me through. Spare me. Oh, be with me, Lord. That I may discern between good and bad. Oh, I need that this morning, you know. I need it in my life. Let me discern what's a lying spirit. What Satan's an angel of a lie. Let me discern between good and bad. What's of self? And what's of thee? What's thy will? And what's my will? Let me discern it. Let me discern it. Oh, have you suffered like I have? Too much of your own will. Too much of your own will. Can you trust him for his will, friend? Jesus' will is good. Christ's will is good. Good, good. The Lord is good, good, good. Good, rich. Rich unto all that call upon him. Do you know that? Good. The Lord is good, good. Can you trust him? His own will? Can you fall into it? Wait patiently for him. Can you? Spoke on Wednesday. Sit still, my daughter, until thou shalt know how the matter shall fall. Until thou shalt see, is it? I've lost myself now. You know the word in Ruth. Until thou know to the matter how the matter will fall. Sit still. Can you? For the man shall not. I've got to turn to it. I've lost it completely. I only preached it a few days ago. Oh, how embarrassing. Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he finish the thing this day. See, God's purpose. The clouds had to be cleared up. The children of Israel didn't go straight into the promised land. They didn't go straight. Oh, we know there was, I must get on, the time's running. They had to be humbled, they had to be proved, they had to discover their sin, they had to discover what was in their heart. There's an appointed time, and they came in. It's an appointed time. Sit still. The cloud, the impediment must be removed. Can you trust him? I may discern between good and bad, who is able to judge this thy so great a people. And the speech pleased the Lord. And the Lord added to him riches and everything. He didn't ask for it. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Shall ask what ye will. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm going to go to Jabez's prayer. Because a wonderful prayer. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Oh, an indeed blessing means Jesus revealed, Jesus touched, Jesus loved. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, will hold thy right hand, I shall hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. What a blessing indeed. Christ with you. Oh, thou wouldst bless me indeed. Is that your request this morning? I don't deserve it, Lord. Oh, just come where I am. And thou wouldst, and enlarge my coast. Increase me with spiritual blessings, with thy presence and thy tender fear. And the rest I yield up unto thy wisdom. We're frightened to yield our will up to the Lord, aren't we? I speak from experience. I've got to hang on. Can't let that go. I've got to hang on. The Lord will cause you to hang on to nothing in the end. Cleave only to Christ. Oh, trust him. Disciples, trust him. Poor dear disciples, they could hardly trust him, could they? And nor can you and I. But oh, you'll be brought to it, you know. He'll bring you to it. In love and compassion. Oh, I might have my sins forgiven. Oh, that those terrible things, that particular thing, that nagging sin, washed away, forgiven. Oh, I might be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, I might know that thou art my, really am, I could lay down and sleep at night. Thou art my righteousness. Lie down safely. All is well with my soul. Oh, bless me indeed. Are you abiding in him? Lord Jesus, come. Poor creature I am. I don't feel to abide in thee, Lord. But oh, you are, because you're crying for him. You're bleating after him. The good shepherd hears the bleating of the lambs, you know. And that thine hand might be with me. And thou wouldst keep me from, enlarge my coast. That thy hand might be with me. Thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Well, beloved friends, I leave these thoughts with you. Shall ask what you will. But with my burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. You know, that hymn came to me in the vestry. Jesus, immutably the same, thou true and living vine, around thy all-supporting stem, oh, my feeble arms, I twine. Feeble, isn't it? Our faith is feeble, we confess. We faintly trust thy word, but wilt thou pity us the less? Be that far from thee, Lord. Be that far from thee. Be that far from thee. I can do nothing without thee. My strength is wholly thine. Withered and barren should I be if severed from the vine. Now that's Augustus Toplady. He was a tiger to the Arminians, you know, to Walter Pelham and John Wesley. He was a tiger to them. In fact, some who feared God said he was too sharp and too harsh and uncharitable. He was a tiger with them. But look how he is before the Lord. Look how he is before the Lord. Quickened by thee and kept alive, I'd flourish and bear fruit. My life I'd from thy sap derive, my vigour from thy root. Oh, what it is that abide in him. Each moment watered by thy care and fenced with power divine, fruit to eternal life would bear the feeblest branch of thine. Water, purging the trial of faith, the cutting back, the pruning, the dunging, the digging. Oh, how the sunshine, the blessing which maketh rich, the feeblest branch of thine, you will bear eternal fruit. Beloved friends, you think you're not bearing fruit, don't you? If you're getting more sick for the Lamb of God to be with you, you're bearing a lot of more fruit than you realize. You shall ask what you will. Come. Oh Lord, help me. Help me. Heal me. Bless me. Save me. Fulfill thy promise. There's one thing now, look, perhaps we must turn to other things. I'm not going to call them secondary because they're very important to our life. Oh Lord, oh, do fulfill thy promise to me in the journey, in the pathway. Commit thy will unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It, a merciful God. I will do this thing also thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name. Make your requests known unto God. But I emphasize, Jesus must be first. It's not a must. I hope your soul will be drawn out to him. To be first. I yield it all up to thee. I trust thee to provide. Lord, thou hast promised. Beloved friends, have you received a little hope of a promise? One or two promises? In different things to... He will fulfill. He will perform his mercy to David. He must and will. For Abraham was tried. But oh, that thou wouldst be with me, Lord. I seek thy presence. Beloved friends, I can honestly say this morning before the Lord. And I hope, trouble is you lose these things. Oh, you can be exercised for several days. And then you get as barren. Oh, we're dead. In a moment. But I want the Lord above all things. I want him near me. Oh, seek it, friend, seek it. Ask him. Ask for Jesus to be first. And he will. And he'll open his hand and satisfy the desire of everything. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see where they come from? Oh, the riches in glory, the ocean fullness by Christ Jesus. They come with his love, his grace. They come with his visit. And all these things shall be added unto you. Well, I leave the word with you. Let us therefore come bold into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Surely that's the first thing. Mercy. I don't know about you, but I need his mercy. 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 Oh, depths of mercy can there be? Mercy still reserved for me. Can my God his wrath forbear? And me the chief of sinners bear? Mercy. We may obtain mercy and find grace to help. Grace to help. Help me. Help me along. Help me to believe. Help me to trust. Help me through. Help me to the end. Help me to die. Help me to fall into thy hands. Help me to wait patiently. Find grace to help in time of need. If ye abide in me. Oh, what an if. If ye abide in me. Friend, this is not John Rosier's gospel. This is the words of the Son of God. Lord Jesus has said this. Oh, Lord Jesus, speak it with a little light to my soul. Oh, make it known with a little shower, a little nearness. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £650, for which we would be sincerely thankful. And God willing, Mr. Rosie will address the Sunday school this afternoon. And Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And Mr. James Gudgeon, next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn number 85. Our God, how firm his promise stands, e'en when he hides his face. He trusts in our Redeemer's hands, his glory and his grace. Hymn number 85.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.